Morning to be here at Peace as we started our journey in Lent this last Wednesday, but today's kind of that first Sunday where we're kind of launching into the season of Lent and building momentum towards Easter Sunday, the celebration of the resurrection of our Lord. The idea of journey is a theme that's going to pop out here this morning. We're going to read in our gospel text the passage about the Good Samaritan. This was a journey that people took from Jerusalem down to Jericho. It was about 20 miles, and we're going to see one person, the Good Samaritan, gives great care and attention to that man that's beaten on the side of the road. This is what Jesus does for us. We come to church, we're beaten up throughout the day, throughout the week from sin and broken relationships. Jesus is here to serve us, to offer us his forgiveness and love, and we will experience it in a very real way with the gift of the body and blood of Jesus and Holy Communion here this morning. I do want to recognize we got some visitors that have come from all over the United States here this morning, believe it or not. Callie, I know, has relatives from where? Juneau, Alaska. We have someone from South Florida. They were at the congregation that I served on my vicarage. They just popped up out of nowhere here this morning. Mark and Rita Sullenberger, great to have you guys here this morning as well. So travelers, and there's even more people here from all distant places. It's just great to gather. This is a central place where we hear about Jesus' love and forgiveness here at Peace. We are also beginning our journey, we did mention, on the Red Letter Challenge. And the big focus of the Red Letter Challenge is not so much the sermons or the Bible studies. Of course, those are very important, always. A pastor saying that sermons aren't important, that's not the right thing to say. But I say it because what's really significant about this study is checking in every single day in this book and reading the devotions and being challenged with what this book says. So if you don't have a copy, please get one from Callie. They're $10, and we actually don't have many left, so be sure to see her as soon as you can and be ready for this great journey in the season of Lent. Other items to share, we did start our journey on for Lent on Ash Wednesday, this last Wednesday, and we got a great message from Vicar Dollar, and we're going to continue that momentum throughout the season of Lent each Wednesday. Soup suppers, we've got maybe a few spots that are not filled. If you haven't filled one, take a look at that on the bulletin board in the hallway going into the fellowship hall. On the Wednesdays, we're rotating pastors. A different pastor will be here from one of the different Lutheran churches in our area. Vicar Dollar and I are traveling these evenings of Lent. We're going to those churches and serving them on those Wednesdays. So that's another invitation to journey into the season of Lent. Wednesday night, soup supper at 6 with worship to follow at 7. One other little note. It's a little note, but it's an important one. Next Sunday, we are collecting our mite boxes. So if you've been collecting those coins, bring them next Sunday after our offering. We'll have the box there. Please place them there next Sunday. Bring them to church. Are there any other announcements to share before we begin our worship here this morning? Anyone else? Daylight saving time. Thank you for that. Next Saturday is daylight saving time. That is, I believe that's March 7th. So set your clocks ahead and plan accordingly. You lose a night of sleep if you show up. I think you're going to show up late. We won't make fun of you, but we'll definitely talk about you. So make sure to set your clocks next Saturday, March 7th. I think that does it for announcements here this morning. I'm going to invite Vicar Dollar to lead us in our worship here this morning.